can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Talk about changing the world. This is Filippo, and I am in awe of how the world is changing, or how I'm viewing the world, or how I'm able to see things that I wasn't able to see before. I'm going to explain that when we come back, but because of this experience that I had that just kind of just shows you there are no coincidences in life, and sometimes things can work real quickly. I was going over our guest tonight, Michael Simonson's website, and I found some words that I thought I would use in lieu of an introduction. And these are his words to people that go to his website that I thought, better yet, would make a better introduction than anything I can come up with. He says, "We are here to enlighten anyone who is searching for an alternative understanding and way to help energetically sensitive children. Our work is inspired by the real-life journey of a 7-year-old boy diagnosed with countless psychiatric labels. We are dedicated to the purpose of educating parents, caretakers, teachers, and those in the medical profession about how to help these unique children simply through understanding how energy works. We believe that many of the labels such as ADHD, bipolar, Tourette's syndrome, anxiety disorders, GAD, OCD, panic disorder, attention deficit disorder, autism, Asperger's syndrome, sensory processing disorder, and so on, simply reflect society's lack of understanding around children, teenagers, and adults who are energetically sensitive and living in a world that is ruled by fear on many levels. By understanding and utilizing the energies of white light, which are simply positive, loving energies, these children, or anyone for that matter, can enhance their own energetic makeup so that the negative thought forms and energies of the collective consciousness do not affect them. What more can one ask for?" So we'll dig into this and my interesting, awe-inspired moment about how some of these things work right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IONWAYS ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IONWAYS Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IONWAYS Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
So this is Filippo, and this is how life changed for me just today, actually. I had an experience that I can only call, the best way I can describe it is, ah, cool. It was an ah cool experience, or more like ah cool. So this weekend, well, I should say that I'm very much involved with who our guests are way before we even contact them, obviously, and we do it as a team, and we usually either know the guests from previous experience or know their work at least, or study their work beforehand and all that. So we received, this weekend is the Conscious Life Expo, actually. So a few weeks ago or a month or so ago, we received an invitation from our friend Donna Schumann, who's doing PR for the Conscious Life Expo, asking us if there was anybody on the list of presenters at the expo that we wanted to interview to help advertise for the Conscious Life Expo and also to provide guests for our show and supporting each other in that way. And I took a tertiary look at the list and I said, yes, I'd like to have Dan Millman on, who we are going to have on. And that was it. And Dorothy looked at the list and said, I want Michael Simonson. And I said, sure. Okay, good. I mean, I trust Dorothy implicitly, and I didn't even look at to see what it was. It was a busy moment, and that was it. Dorothy said, Michael Simonson, there it is. So we have Michael Simonson as our guest today. Now, up until this time, I'm not familiar with his work. I know Dorothy is. I know Dorothy has had him on her previous show, but that's all I know. And so yesterday, or this weekend on Saturday, I was at an event called GATE, Global Alliance for Transformational Entertainment. Actually, Mark was there, and then I was there. And I saw Donna, and she said, Michael Simonson's here. And I said, oh, great. And so I looked for him, and unfortunately, I didn't see him and never connected with him. But at that event, I was inspired by some of what I heard. And the guy that inspired me the most was a man who, ironically, was not even on the program. And he was the only presenter who was not on the written program. And I had to go and find out who this guy was, because I was moved literally to tears by this speaker who I did not know. And he spoke about children. And he said that 30 years ago, his name, I should say, is Tom Hartman. He's a radio host and a best-selling author, and he founded this school with his wife, Hunter School, in New Hampshire. And he said that 30 years ago, I think it was, when he founded this school, he saw children that were coming to the school that were abused. And the school, I guess, was developed for children that had issues and that couldn't stay in the public school system. So they saw a lot of cases where children had been physically abused, emotionally abused, et cetera, et cetera. He went on to say that today, though they still see some of that, what they're seeing more of is children that are sensitive to energies, children that are born with these sensitivities that are being affected by the negative energies, by negative talk, negative movies, and all of that. And they're classified as having all of these psychological labels, and they're given all kinds of drugs. But at this school, they help these children. And I said to myself, I made a note And I said, I have to find out who this guy is because I want to have this conversation on our show. I think it's extremely important. This afternoon, as I sat down to study Michael Simonson's work, I had this, cool. This is what Michael Simonson does. That was fast. That was so fast. As a matter of fact, he became even more famous, his work as well, because of a particular child, Zach Ferris, that he helped, that he got so much better that Oprah had a whole one-hour special on just the child and on our guest, Michael Simonson, on her Oprah Winfrey show a couple of years ago. So, cool that we are having this conversation on our show. And how important is that, Mark?
Oh, cool that we're having a conversation. Not so cool that this is such a big issue, the disconnect between children and their feelings and their reactions and responses, their sensitivities, and this need, and in some cases, incentivizations to medicate, evaluate, medicate, and prescribe. You know, it's so important what Michael is doing, and so important for us to be more active in how our kids are perceiving the world around them.
No, exactly. And this is what Michael talks about, and we're going to talk about today. And, you know, I have to say this. We have heard so much rhetoric about so many things, and I remember one of the first ladies saying, if one child is saved. And I remember my sister saying, she's like, that's bullshit. One child, my ass. She didn't say it that way. That's me. Putting words in her mouth. But no, she said, if you want to help one child, go out and help one child, for God's sakes. If you're going to put that much money and that much effort, go help a lot of children. You know, don't set it so low. So Michael, our guest has already saved one child and many, many, many more. And with this show and with other things that we hope to do with him as well, we want to help many more. And one of the things that we'll learn today, I know, is that one big way to do it is by helping the parents. So you alluded to that, Mark, right there. So Michael Simonson has been an energy practitioner and teacher for over 25 years. He's a director of the Energetic Mindfulness Program at the Hunter School in New Hampshire. I didn't know that. So there it is. Michael's work with 10-year-old Zach was featured on the Oprah Winfrey Show called Saving Zach. Michael, thank you so much for doing what you do and for being on the show with us today.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
What do you think of my cool moment?
Well, actually, I love that because one of the things I teach people is about energies and how we create our reality and to live their life from a place of non-judgment. And one of the things I teach people is when they see other people moving into judgment or even themselves is to realize that we're all free will beings and everybody has a source or God-given right, whatever you want to call that energy, to be positive or negative. And it's simply important where you come from in your own consciousness. So I teach everybody to look at everything as being cool and perfect.
Ah, cool. Okay. Well, actually, there was a time, I understand, from looking and learning more about you, that you didn't understand a lot of this stuff, and it was kind of woo-woo. And I'm going to go ahead and say you were a construction worker. And let that be the cliffhanger, because we'll be right back after a break, and I'd like to talk about how one goes from being a construction worker to this amazing work that you're doing. We're talking to Michael Simonson, and if you want, go to michaelsimonson.com and check him out right now during this. This is Filippo on Life Changes with Filippo.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
You know, talk about life changes. Our guest was a construction worker and now does some of the most amazing work with children and energy. And I'd like to read this. This is a quote that I got from our guest on his website. Please do not believe anything I say. Instead, learn to go inside and use your own discernment in assessing the truth. Michael, is that what you had to do in order to make that big leap?
Yes. Well, when I first got into this woo-woo stuff, I didn't know anything about it, and I had a really profound experience that triggered me to check it out. And then so I was living in Golden, B.C. at the time, and so I, which is logging and area and a railway town, and so there's not a whole lot of people there at that time that were into this stuff. So I saw a magazine called The Common Ground, which was published out of Vancouver, British Columbia, and it was a great big magazine with hundreds, if not thousands, of different practitioners. So I decided I would move to Vancouver and learn more about this stuff. So when I got to Vancouver, I made some appointments with various people that I thought could help enlighten me. And then when I got to them, I realized that they couldn't really answer my questions, because the knowledge that they had was either what they got out of books or received from somebody else. So I decided that I wouldn't read books and do anything other than learning to go inside myself and find my own truth, which is what I did.
Mm. Well, obviously it has served you and many. How did you get into working specifically with children?
Well, over the years, I've worked with lots of adults and children, but what got me working at the Hunter School was Lori Ferris. I had just actually returned from a trip from northern Saskatchewan, from a Dene Indian reservation. I had been invited up there by one of the school teachers up there, who was also one of my clients and became a good friend, and they were having a lot of problems in the community, and especially in the school. So I went up there, I think it was up there for 10 days, and my work days were about 18 hours a day. So when I got back home, I was really, really exhausted, and Laurie phones me up and started talking to me about Zach and all the problems that they've been having. And so I went through all the labels that Zach had and explained them to Laurie from an energy perspective, that they're easily dealt with. It's just an energy thing, even Tourette's. And then we went for it, and eventually Larry and I invited me up, or I went up to New Hampshire and was then invited by Lori to go work at the school to help teach the counselors and the teachers up there how I work with kids.
Wow. You know, Tom Hartman was saying some amazing things. I'm sure you probably heard. I'm sure you've heard him many times. And so I wonder if you could elaborate, because we're talking about some big stuff here: ADHD, bipolar, Tourette's syndrome, anxiety disorders. I mean, the list that I read earlier. And you're saying that this is an energy thing.
Yes, well, if you look at Tourette's, now, this is one of the things when I was talking to Lori about it, when she got to Tourette's, and I told her, well, that's easily fixed. It's just an energy thing. You know, I could sense Lori tensing up and almost wanting to hang up on me because Lori had spent, I think, 6 or 7 years researching Tourette's and reading all the books and going to various doctors and psychologists and everybody telling her that, you know, it's incurable. They don't understand it, but it's incurable.
Wow. And you're saying it's easy, it's an energy thing.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, people who deal with Tourette's are what I call really energetically sensitive people, but they're not in their centers energetically because of negativity that is a consequence of things they've experienced in their life and by being interfered with by other negative energies. And again, if you look at people with Tourette's, when they get into the verbal tics, it's always cursing, swearing, perverted sexual stuff. It's never, I'm happy, I love you. It's always totally negative stuff.
Mm. Never thought of that.
So, you know, in teaching Zach how, by doing white light exercises and energy work with him, how to come back into his center, and when he was doing that, then the Tourette's would disappear and wouldn't be a problem for him.
Wow.
But one of the things I found also interesting is, you know, when we'd go out and take Zach off campus and at times take him home for the weekend and we'd go out shopping and that. And in New Hampshire, they have these things called Redbox where you can rent DVD movies.
Right, right.
And they have all these posters around them. And all Zach had to do was look at one of these posters. And if it was negative, you know, war or any kind of negative stuff, he would start having, you know, a really powerful, profound—well, not profound, but powerful tic sessions. He would start having tics, and sometimes I thought his head was going to pop off his shoulders.
Just from the poster.
Yeah, well, yes, because we're all part of a collective consciousness. All Zach had to do, because he's extremely energetically sensitive, would look at that, and he would connect to the people that are involved in those kinds of things in the world. And because it's all negative stuff, and then that negativity that is a consequence of people having those experiences and creating from those places would flow into his energy field and, of course, cause his tics.
Now, Michael, I know that there are people that believe that there are children being born today that are within a different vibration, and they call them crystal children or indigo children and that kind of thing. And I'm wondering, is that how you would explain the sensitivity, or is there just more to be sensitive to these days?
Well, you know, there's rainbow children, crystal children, all these different names for these children, but for me, all of them are what I call energetically sensitive. Now, if we look at it, you know, at this time there's, you know, over 7 billion people on this planet. For the most part, most people on this planet live in fear. And, you know, our thoughts are energy. So what's happening to a lot of these kids with all of these labels, they're living in a world, they're really energetically sensitive. And so on a mental and emotional level, they're picking up a lot of these negative thought forms that are coming from the greater collective consciousness, which requires them then to deal with these negative thought forms, again, on an emotional and mental level, which really affects their ability to focus on a physical level.
So we, of course, have heard that playing video games where people are shooting each other and the kids are involved in that, that has its effect on children, period. And then, of course, movies and all of that. But you're saying the fact that others are watching and playing games and all that, watching these movies and playing games, are affecting the children even if they don't play the games themselves?
Yes. See, again, it's the same with Zach, you know, when these children play these games that emphasize war and blowing things up and destruction, they link to all the people in the world who are engaged in those things on a physical level. And, of course, the consequences for those people on a physical level is also creates a lot of negativity in their energy fields on a mental and emotional level. So when they play these games, that's the kinds of energies they're linking into. You know, I can remember one little boy, I think he was 3 or 4 years old, and he was going through a lot of problems, and he had not been exposed to TV or any of these other things. And so I asked this little boy, you know, how do you think we can deal with these problems that you're having? He's, right out of his mouth it came, well, we need bigger guns and bigger bombs.
Hmm.
And this little boy, of course, is, you know, because we're all part of a collective consciousness, he, you know, when he's in, goes to preschool or whatever, he's in the energies of all the other kids who are engaged in those kinds of things, and then creates links that open them up to the things that these other kids are experiencing, and then through those other kids to the greater collective consciousness, and then has these kinds of thought forms coming into his experience.
Wow. So... Tourette's is easy. It's just an energy thing. What is easy? What are we doing? What are we tapping into, and how do we do that?
Well, when I say it's easy to sort these things out, you know, because everything is energy. When you know, if a child is in a negative place, of course their energies are going to be negative, and which will then allow them to connect to everybody else around them and into the greater collective consciousness who are also coming from negative places. So by teaching children to transmute the negativity in their own energy fields and to shift their energies up by doing white light exercises, as their vibrations shift up, they are no longer in sync with the vibrations of fear, hence it doesn't bother them anymore. You know, all emotions have their own unique energy signature or vibration. So if somebody is living in fear, then they're going to find their energetic links into the collective consciousness on a level of fear. So when you teach children, or anybody for that matter, to release fear or to clear it out of their energy fields and their vibrations shift up, then their connections into the greater collective consciousness are on a level of love.
Wow. You know, when we come back, I was in my morning reading this morning, I was reading that the way you can help a child is... for the parents to meditate. And then I heard you say on some show, you said, start a message to parents, start loving and expect your children to do the same. And I thought, wow, this is really interesting. These are very powerful messages. And if through meditation alone, that can affect a child. And now you're saying that if the parent is more loving, I think what you actually said was along the lines of the parent can go come home and treat the child nicely. But if all day they've been arguing with their boss, et cetera, or treating people badly, the child will feel that regardless. This is powerful, powerful stuff, people. And when we come back, Michael, if you could elaborate on that, because if this is a way to help children and parents alike, and parents help their children, what better use of our time when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, this is Filippo, and our guest today is Michael Simonson, and he will be appearing at the Conscious Life Expo this weekend here in Los Angeles at the LAX Hilton. So make sure if you are there or intend to go see him speak to go check out Michael Simonson. Michael, before we went to commercial, we talked about a quote. You said, start loving and expect your children to do the same. Could you please elaborate on that?
Yes, this is something that's very, very important for people to understand. You know, our thoughts are energy. Right from the time a child is in mom's womb, that child shares in every thought that mom has and every thought that dad has, because their strongest energetic links are with their parents. So if mom and dad are unhappy or, you know, angry people and they deal with the world from that place, then the thought forms that they employ to deal with the world from a negative place are energetically imprinted upon the children. I've met many people as kids and teenagers said, I'm never going to be like mom and dad when I grow up. And yet they grow up, get into being parents and having jobs. And then when situations occur, dealing with those situations from the same place mom and dad did because of this energetic imprinting.
And so, once the imprint is there, that final?
Well, no, that can be changed, bottom line is if a parent or parents desire their child to be who they really are and who all of us are intelligent, wise, creative, loving beings, if we desire our child to be that way, then the parents also have to be coming from that place.
Right. So it just seems hard enough to do it for ourselves that we have to do it for our children as well. Where do we start? This is a kind of like, that old adage, do as I say, not as I do, right?
Yes. Well, to do that, I mean, to overcome fear and to move into a place that represents the truth of who you are is really, really easy to do. I mean, even since I've been back here in L.A. doing some sessions with people, I've met people who have been pursuing spirituality their whole lifetimes and been all over the world pursuing it and yet still having lots of problems in their life because they don't understand what I call the basic or facts of who we are and how we create our reality. And so when people learn how we create our reality and how we're connected, it becomes really easy for them to shift out of a fearful place and back into an empowered place. Now, one of the other things that I've been asked often by parents, especially moms, is why is my son or daughter more violent with me than anybody else?
Mm.
And this is the same thing that was going on with Lori. After my initial conversation with Lori, our first phone call, when I'd gone through all the things and Tourette's, and then I said to Lori, I said, why are you refusing to love your son?
Mm.
She almost hung up on me because Lori, to me, well, once I got met her in that, I mean, Lori had spent 7 years doing everything possible she could do to help Zach, going to different doctors and psychiatrists and reading, as she said, 1,001 books on all the labels that were placed on Zach, and nothing was working. Mm. But Zach was getting more and more violent and destructive. So as the, you know, over the years, Laurie became more, you know, afraid of Zach because he had threatened to harm himself and his sister and others in the family. And she also was really, really worried about Zach because he's a beautiful little boy when the fear wasn't controlling him. And so she was worried about what's going to happen to my son. What kind of life is he going to have? So what was happening with Laurie is that she had this profound love for this little guy, but all of these fears. So the love would flow from the core of her being, go through these fears, and become a very negative energy that reflected the fears that Laurie was empowering. And so what Zach got from Mom now was a powerful blast of negativity that, again, was empowered by her fears and would push Zach further out of his center and cause him to be even more negative.
Wow. Okay.
As soon as Laurie stopped worrying about Zach and being afraid of him, it totally changed their relationship.
And that helped him.
Yes. Well, you know, he was, you know, no longer being bombarded by these powerful energies that were coming from Laurie.
Wow. You know, you gave an analogy in one of the talks that I heard. You said it'd be kind of like you and I going to Hollywood and shooting a film, the bad guy, the good guy. And it gave an understanding of, you know, all the world is a stage kind of thing, and an understanding of who we are and what we're doing here. How does that relate to everything that you've shared with us today?
Well, we're getting into, at the Hunter School, with the energy program and the mindfulness program, we don't get into spirituality. And it's not necessary, because all that's important is to, you know, teach children about consciousness and our thoughts or energy. Now, that analogy that I was talking to you about is what I teach people when I do my workshops and that, who are interested in becoming more spiritually empowered. Now, so see if we can give this to you real fast. The whole universe is a creation. It has a beginning and an end, and it's, you know, but it's been created to evolve, and it allows this thing that we call Source or God to explore its own creativity. Now, the emotional, mental, and physical pain that we experience in this world through our physical bodies and our co-creating experiences with others is a consequence of our energetic makeup on this level, but to our greater self or soul, whatever you want to call that energy, where we come from, it doesn't experience pain or suffering. It's just an experience. And so what, you know, I use this in most of my sessions when I first work with people is, you know, I say, you and your best buddy go to Hollywood and you get jobs in this movie, and your best buddy is the villain and wants to destroy the world if they can't control it, and you're the good guy. And so the script's written that you oppose each other and resent each other, hate each other, despise each other. But at the end of the day, the camera shut down, you can go and have a nice meal, go out, have a nice evening, come back to the movie set, pick up your roles, mortal enemies. And then, mm-hmm, I would say to them, would you let what goes on in that movie affect your love and friendship for that other person?
Right.
Of course, the answer is always no.
Right.
Then I say, why? Well, it's just because it's just a movie, or, you know, it's just something I'm partaking in. Well, for our souls, again, the universe is multidimensional, but it's a creation, and the whole purpose of the universe is for beings to explore their creativity. And so each realm or dimension is just like a bunch of movie sets where beings in that realm or dimension have an opportunity to explore the creative energies of that particular realm or dimension. This one that we find ourselves in at this time is called the realm of duality, where we can create with positive and negative energies. And, you know, whatever choice we make, whether it's being positive or negative, has consequences. When we choose to create from a positive, loving place, and we open up to the truth of who we are and access our innate knowledge and wisdom that is contained within our greater selves. If we choose to create from a place of fear, we, first of all, instantly deny our greater selves or our soul, and we shut down to that, and we destroy our ability to draw on our own life force and the knowledge and wisdom that is contained within our greater selves. And so, you could say on a soul level, all the things that we experience on this level, for your soul, is just like watching your life as a movie on a TV screen, you know, the positive stuff and the negative stuff. And our souls celebrate all the things that we experience on this level, in this realm of duality, the positive and the negative. And so,
When you're working with these children, for example, you then have no judgment as to positive or negative. If they want to live lives that are more comfortable, let's say, in this lifetime, you can help them do that. But you don't judge the experience.
Yes.
Well, ultimately, you know, bottom line, I mean, one of the most powerful ways human beings destroy their ability to love is by embracing judgment, you know, because our real selves or our spirit or our soul is a eternal, indestructible, all-powerful being exploring duality who honors the free will of all other beings. Now, the minute we move into judgment, we are now making a choice to live our life on this level that contradicts the truth of who we are. So when we move into judgment, we now shut down to the truth of who we are, and we instantly move into a negative place. It is impossible to truly be a loving being if any form of judgment rules your heart. Now, all the great masters who've ever walked the earth plane have taught the same thing, not to judge. Now, if you look at all the religious texts and spiritual texts on this planet, and if you take out all the stories and dogma, you're left with a paragraph on a page of paper. We're free will beings that create our reality with the thoughts that we empower, to guard your thoughts, to keep them positive, not to judge. You do those things, you'll come into your power real fast.
Okay, so I don't really watch the news a lot, but I am aware of what is going on by other means. And I don't really care for war, but if I say that, then I'm judging it and not allowing for those who want to experience it?
Well, again, anything that you judge, you know, say you go to bed tonight and you wake up in the morning, you feel happy, energized, you got a lot of cool, happy things planned for your day, then you think about somebody you have a lot of powerful judgments or any kind of judgments around. Now, we only judge other people or situations because they're coming from a negative place. Now, as I'd mentioned previously, the minute we move into judgment, we deny the truth of who we are, and we deny our ability to draw in the life force that we need to empower our immune system on a physical level and our soul aspect within the physical body. You know, again, besides food and water and the odd beer, we require source energies or these energies to empower our life force on a physical and non-physical level. So when we move into judgment, we shut down our ability to do that. And then what happens is then we link to everybody else around us who we're in judgment of. So when you, again, wake up in the morning and you think about that person, what will happen is you turn that energetic link on that you create by judging that person because they're in a lower vibrational or a negative place or a more negative place than you are. You'll find your vibrations dropping. The other person will find theirs increasing. They'll end up starting to feel better. They won't know why, of course. They're going to start feeling better. But you will find yourself now going from happy, joyful to whatever negative emotion are ruling this other person's experience. Then you'll also have to deal with whatever negative thought forms that are ruling their experience.
Wow.
You know, so anything that we judge is something that we're energetically supporting. Now, one of the examples I use quite often with people around judgment is, you know, Saddam Hussein or Hitler or any of these other people on the planet who, when they're on the earth plane, were powerfully negative creators. Now, as I'd mentioned, we require source energies to empower our life force, but when we go into a negative place, we destroy our ability. But if we look at Saddam Hussein, you know, when they executed him, I believe he's in his mid-60s, he still had a lot of charisma, a lot of vitality, and was fairly healthy. Where he got his life force from was everybody who judged him created an energetic link with him that allowed him to feed off of their life force.
Huh.
Had nobody judged that man in this world, he would have died a long time ago because his own negativity would have plugged up his energy fields and centers, and as a consequence, the physical body would have shut down.
Wow, what a theory. Wow. Okay, so if there were a Hitler today and things were being done that looked a lot like what was being done during the days of Hitler, what would you suggest we do?
Well, when I look out in the world now and see people engaged in negative creating,
You know, my first thought is, cool, good for you. You're doing a heck of a job in exploring the energies of fear in this realm of duality. It's not what I would choose, but I understand you're a free will being exploring duality. Now, for me, by doing that, I stay in a place of non-judgment. My vibrations stay high, and I don't create an energetic link with that other person that allows them to feed off of my life force. You know, it just there's lots of people in this world who call themselves environmentalists. But and it's good to be an environmentalist and to desire to have a pollution-free world and a world where we're not destroying all the life forms on it. But a lot of these people, though, are angry and in great judgment around the corporations and people that are, you know, destroying the planet on those levels. So what these people do who are in judgment of these people who are destroying the environment is they actually allow those people who are in those negative places to feed off of their life force, which allows them to continue doing their negative stuff.
Wow. You know, I should have figured when Dorothy picks a guest, she picks a big, big, big subject. And this is a big subject. And I wish we had more time to continue this because it's fascinating and I think very important. Is this what you're going to be talking about? Actually, I see you here are going to be on Sunday, February 10th from 10 to 11:30. Still not enough time, but in the La Jolla Ballroom at the LAX Hilton.
Yes, these will be the things that I'm talking about. Also on Saturday, on February the 9th, we're doing it's called Shift U.S. Evolution Revolution Conference, and it's a panel of innovative educators who will bring participants up to date on how society is moving towards a greater understanding of intuitive and energetically sensitive children and adults, especially those with all the different labels that are placed upon them. So, if, you know, parents who have children that are having a difficult time, or teachers who are dealing with children who have a difficult time in the classrooms, or educators or health professionals, if they are interested in learning more about this, they'll find this a powerful opportunity to talk to some really informative people around these issues.
Well, I look forward to seeing you there. And for those who can't go, they could go to theconsciouslifeexpo.com and learn about what's going to be talked about and how to get a hold of the people that Michael is mentioning here. Or you can go to Michael Simonson directly, SimonSon.com, and learn more about his work. And, Michael, are you still using energeticallysensitivechild.com?
Yes. Well, if you go to michaelsimonson.com, it'll just redirect you to the energeticallysensitivechild.com.
Okay, perfect.
I'm also on Saturday, February the 16th and 17th, doing a really in-depth workshop on all of these things that we're talking about for anybody who's interested in understanding this and mastering their fears and coming back into their power.
And that information is where? Also on the website?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, on Monday, February 11th, I'm doing a live global peace meditation.
Wow. Okay.
That can be accessed through the website.
Then let's encourage people one more time to go to michaelsimonson.com and learn all about those different things that you're doing and to be involved in some way. Michael, thank you so much for, again, what you do and for being with us to share this information to help many.
Well, it's been my total pleasure to talk to you, and maybe we can continue this at a later date.
I would like that. I am going to come see you this weekend, so we can talk more then and figure that out.
We'll look forward to it. And again, thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Michael. You're welcome. And that's Michael Simonson, and we'll be right back with our producer's wrap right after this.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org. Or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org. Or telephone 323-592-3181.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Yeah, this is Filippo, and this is our producer's wrap with Mark LeJour after a probably mind-blowing conversation with Michael Simonson.
This is such an exciting topic because I've been playing around with this with my son.
Yeah.
And learning it. And it's nice to hear his theories and his knowing his work, because I've been playing around with some theories that I've come to in this space. And you know that we obviously look at things from this perspective of operating from an awareness that we're energy.
Yeah.
And when you start perceiving that, or observing that better yet, rather than staying, in your ego and making it all about you. But when you really look at the dynamic of the exchange that goes on before and after, during, challenging periods, with a child or a spouse or whatnot, understanding the how you were feeling, then maybe how you were feeling after, or going back and rethinking how were they feeling when we went into that.
Yeah.
In saying that, with my son, recognizing when he seems to act up, and then going back and evaluating what state of mind was I in, or was anybody else around him in for a period of time before that, and then looking at other times where he seems to be unusually harmonious, and what state of mind was I in, that type of thing.
That's interesting, and how that affected him. And
I think, I was trying to think of a couple of examples to make this less mind-blowing and more simpler. And one of the examples that came to mind was an exercise that Tony Robbins does at his workshops, in called it Building Rapport. And the exercise...
I thought you were going to make your kid walk on fire or something.
That's the second.
That's the advanced.
The Building Rapport exercise is simply a breathing exercise where you sit next to a partner that you randomly partnered up with, excuse me, that you don't know, not somebody that you know the history of or whatnot. And then one of you will go into a state of remembrance of an event and thinking about that event. And the other person is to mirror your breathing, your posture, the look on your face. Mm-hmm. And after a period of whatever it is, 3 to 5 minutes or something like that, to guess what it is you're feeling. And not only the accuracy, but the specificity of the accuracy is mind-blowing. And so you think about that. If you're able to be in that space and achieve resonance or rapport and know an event that somebody's recalling, then obviously you're naturally going to find rapport and resonance in a, interactive situation with the person that you're with, child or whatnot.
Yeah.
And therefore being, recalling, feeling those thoughts and that thought energy, but like you said.
Okay. You know, this is weird to me. What the weird thing is that I mentioned that exact thing yesterday at a party, and then today I talked about the breathing thing. So yesterday at a party, somebody was asking me about their teenage child, and I said I recognize, it was a party atmosphere, and I didn't want to get into it. They wanted to have a session, I'd be happy to help them, but I said, first of all, are you, and I didn't say rapport, but I said, are you mirroring them? Can you get to where they are and feel what they're feeling and match their moment, where they are? And maybe you could understand, and they might feel you understand.
And then when they feel you really understand, then you can start raising your vibration and they can follow you. And so then today I talked about how I had heard recently that when the big kahunas or the kings of the Hawaiian Islands used to get together back when, you know this story, right? That they used to, before a word was spoken, they'd all sit in a circle and they would just breathe together.
For as long as it took to achieve.
Yeah, presence. Like for hours. Yeah. And then they'd all speak in one.
Then they would have all the answers.
In agreement,
there was no
yeah.
discussion. It was, yeah, they would achieve resonance and consensus without having even discussed anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So much we don't know about what happens outside of the mind. And that's, you know, this is a phrase I'm hearing so often now from people that are in this thinking, this thought mode. And that's feel into it. Feel what is coming up, feel what they're saying, as opposed to listening, right? You get into this state of listening and you're processing with your brain and you're disconnected from your heart. Whereas if you're feeling what they're saying, sometimes what they're saying and what they're meaning are two totally different
exactly.
things.
Exactly. Well, no coincidence that we've used the tagline, the best show you've ever felt on radio,
very
right?
True. Very true.
As opposed to heard.
That was the intent. And take that a step further in that feeling and going back into the simplicity of this, what I think people need to understand, you know, you understand music, right? People seem generally
understand music
and understand how when you know, pluck a guitar string or a harp string or a violin string, the other strings will vibrate, or the water in a glass that is near it will vibrate.
I used that yesterday.
You start
too.
Hearing this vibration, you know, over into matter. And we are water, we are matter, and so that it's the same thing. If when you're putting out an emotion, when you're emoting, you're vibrating. You're sending that signal out. So that signal is going to be received in whoever you're in. So you can act one way, but if you're feeling another, that feeling is going to find a place in the heart of whoever you're speaking to.
Yeah.
Which goes directly to the heart of what he was saying with regards to how to, you know, find it, that where the parents need to find that place of love, and then therefore they'd be able to see it.
Yeah, a great quote. I actually wrote it down because I liked it so much. He said, a message to the parents, quote, start loving and expect your child to do the same. Because if you don't, you probably shouldn't expect them to love. And that's...
You get what you get.
A resonance thing. What'd you say? We're water and we matter?
No, but yes.
Well, this conversation matters. And what Michael Simonson is doing really matters. And so what we hopefully learned, if not yet learned, then at least open the door to learning some very important thought processes here and energy work. And of course, we've only scratched the surface. And as simple as Michael says it is, and it probably is, we have not had this kind of way of thinking of things. And so we tend to not have the mental grooves or the mind and has to wrap itself around it. And hopefully if we keep having this conversation, I know that if we keep having this conversation and keep, and people like Michael and Michael himself keep putting this information out there and doing his work, especially with the children, as the children grow up and they have children of their own or they'll teach their parents. I just know it. So, more power to him and to all of you for learning what you can about all this new, well, it's probably not new, but this might be new to you information. So I wish us all the best with that. And I want to thank Michael Simonson for being on and Donna Schumann for introducing us and for Dorothy for insisting that Michael be our guest today. It's perfect. Couldn't have been more perfect. I am Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you all that as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.